This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply. USAA.
Warning. The following podcast, which contains strong language and mature content, is unsuitable for children or for the faint of heart. The subject matter discussed will be frightening and graphic in nature. Listener discretion is advised.
When you wanna hear about the paranormal, you get the Spooked Girls. True crime that makes you hypothermal with the three Spooked Girls. Stabby snippets will give you dreams. Tara and Jessica will make you along with the Spooked Girls. Bring on the slaughter. We on that haunted ground. Spooked Girls. The three Spooked Girls.
Hey, Spooksters, and welcome back to another episode here on Three Spooked Girls. My name is Tara, and as always, I'm here with my girlfriend, Jessica.
Hello.
Hello. And today, by the title, you can see we're going to talk about Where's Kate Middleton?
I'm so excited.
We literally moved stuff because we wanted to talk about this so bad. This is supposed to be a different episode completely.
Right. I was like, hey, Tara, have you heard about the Kate Middleton stuff? And she's like, no, what's going on? And then I told her and she was like, can we move this? I was like, yes.
Literally have lost sleep over researching and watching TikToks and watching videos and reading all the things. Because you guys, if you've been here, you know we very much enjoy talking about the royal family. We did a multi-parter on Princess Diana. I find that whole thing interesting, probably because we don't have anything like that.
It's true.
I mean, we have like American royalty, but it's very different.
True. Very, very true. And yesterday I had a big meeting at work and the amount of time people were like, oh my God, have you heard about the Kate Middleton stuff? And I'm like, we're supposed to be talking about legislation, but yes, I have tea. Let's talk about it. I'm like,
that's more interesting. Right? Oh my God. I love that. All right. Well, before we get into that, if you are new here, hello, welcome. Thank you for checking out the show. Returning Spooksters, welcome back. And if you are not, you can hang out with us on social media. There is a link tree in the show notes and the video description, because this is another YouTube video for you guys. Linked to all of our stuff. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're also on Threads. I'm not calling it X because I just never remember to. It's fine. Under the handle at Three Spooked Girls, we also have our Facebook group that is super, super fun. And it's gotten more active lately in the last like month or two. It's always been pretty active, but it's like more lately and I love it.
Yeah.
Definitely come hang out with us over there. That's Three Spooked Girls official. And if you would like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/threespookedgirls. For as little as a dollar, you get one bonus episode a month. Five and up get ad-free episodes the day before. And I'm working on Apple subscriptions. I know we have a lot of listeners that are on Apple podcasts. So just give me time. I'm trying to figure it out. I think I filled everything out. They made it kind of complicated, which doesn't surprise me because it's like, that's like always what happens, I swear. Like, you want to monetize? Let me make this the biggest pain in your ass.
Right.
But it's fine. And if you're on TikTok, you can find me as a spooky underscore sleuth. And if you like articles, we both have Substacks. So go follow. Those are, if you're not familiar, familiar, it's basically like, I don't know about you, but I'm basically treating mine like a blog and just posting whatever I want under like my categories of interest. So I'll do a lot. I do a lot of like true crime and books. That's kind of where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about my Twitter blunder that happened this morning?
Oh, yeah.
So my cats sleep with me. And apparently last night in the middle of a struggle of them like being in my face, I accidentally got on Twitter on my phone, found a photo, don't know who this person is. And you know how like when you hold something down, you're like sharing it, how it like will pop up that screen on iPhone if you have an iPhone and it'll be like share with these people. I shared with six people this person's picture. I woke up to so many text messages like, who the fuck is this person? And I was like, I don't. Tara was the first one I looked at and I was like, I have no idea what this is. I'm really sorry. And then I was like, oh my God, six people I shared this photo with. And
it was weird because it was like the picture kind of looked like a mix of a passport photo, a mugshot, and a driver's license photo together. And I was like, and this was someone I have not heard about or seen around.
Right. Me either.
Not the kind of individual you would have social interactions with. So I was like, who the fuck is this?
I was like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening. Like my friend from work, Jessica, was like, is this the guy you met? Like, what's going on? I was like, I have no idea. And then like when I was like, where the fuck is the night? Immediately go to my camera roll because I think I've like saved a photo or taken a screenshot and then shared the screenshot because I accidentally take screenshots of shit all of the time. And then I'm like, where the fuck is it? So then I look back with my open apps and I see that there's this like Twitter open and I open it and then I go to tell Tara what it is. And then when I go back to Twitter, it's gone. And I'm like, I don't even know what the post was. I was like, did someone break in my house and send pictures of themselves to people?
That'd be like the weirdest fucking like crime ever.
Right.
All right. We're just going to get into this now that we've wasted however long. So shout out to Vogue. They had a great timeline of everything. So I'm going to go ahead and go through it and then we're going to discuss. So the last time she was seen was Christmas of 2023.
Right.
That was her last royal engagement. She went to the royal family's annual church service. Everything seemed fine. Everything seemed great. She was wearing a cobalt blue Alexander McQueen coat dress. And this was the last time we would see her for many, many months. A couple weeks later, on the 17th, Kensington Palace announced that she was having abdominal surgery on January 16th. And due to medical advice, she would not return to public duties until after Easter, which in our time has obviously not happened yet. That's like the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
They did put out a statement for privacy saying the Princess of Wales appreciates the interest this statement will generate. She hopes that the public will understand that her desire to maintain as much normalcy for her children as possible. I also did hear that she might have had like a colonoscopy bag or something. And that's also why like she...
A colostomy bag?
Oh, yeah, whatever. Sorry, I don't fucking know. But that's why she doesn't want to be in public because, you know, it's like a whole thing. I would get that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Also on the 17th, the Buckingham Palace announced that King Charles is seeking treatment for an enlarged prostate. We do know that turned into cancer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I did see actually something interesting, and it is something to keep in mind, is that this whole Kate conspiracy thing, or some people are calling it Kategate, is a distraction because King Charles's diagnosis is much more severe than they're saying. That would actually make a lot of sense. We're going to probably joke a lot and stuff in this episode, but like actually looking at things and knowing how they operate, that would be like the most plausible thing for me.
Right. And from what I have understood is he is kind of not looking at like chemo and kind of the traditional routes of cancer treatment. He's looking at more like, I'm going to heal cancer with turmeric. I think that depending on what kind of cancer he has, because I haven't looked at it, like looked up to see what it is.
Oh, yeah, I got more info in a minute. Yeah.
Okay. That he might be deteriorating faster than anyone anticipates because of the fact that, like, we know that the royal family genetically is a little less stable, if that makes sense, because of the, you know, generations prior to that of inbreeding. So that always leads to complications. I mean, literally, his parents were cousins.
Yeah. And on January 29th of this year, they did make the announcement that Kate returned home to Windsor from the London clinic. And unlike Prince Charles, whose departure was photographed, there was no images of her leaving the hospital, underlining for her desire of privacy, which I'm like, okay, that makes sense because we all, especially if you've read or listened to Harry's book, I feel like that gave a lot of great insight on how invasive the paparazzi is to them.
Oh, for sure. Even if you hadn't, just look at Diana.
Oh, yeah, obviously, because they fucking killed her.
Right.
Then going into February, they announced King Charles's cancer diagnosis. Buckingham Palace shared that he was seeking some treatment for his cancer. Quote, he remains wholly positive about the treatment and looks forward to returning to full public duty as soon as possible. They also revealed the motivations behind their public relations decision, and that was His Majesty had chosen to share his diagnosis to prevent speculation and in the hope that it may assist public understanding for all of those around the world who are affected by cancer. And a few days later, he released another statement thanking the public for their support during this time. And Charles has continued to make occasional appearances at that time. He met with ambassadors from Algeria at Buckingham Palace on March 6th. And then on the 27th, Prince William pulls out of a memorial service for his godfather. And he announced that he could not attend that. And this was for King Constantine of Greece due to personal reasons. And it says, while an anonymous royal sources told news outlets that there is no connection between the cancellation and the princess's health, speculation was sparked. As it would be. And soon after, it turned into a full-fledged social media moment as rumors began to circulate about where the princess was. And then, like, it's funny because there's been, like, all kinds of memes, and some of them have been funny, and other ones have just been, like, disgusting. So... The one they mentioned on their timeline was the fucking Glasgow Willy Wonka thing, which I'm like, oh my God, that shit was wild. If you guys want to know more about that, the Sesh podcast, Kendall Ray's other podcast with her cousin, they talked about it and it was just...
That shit was wild. I remember when I saw it, I immediately sent it to Tara. I was like, what in the fucking dystopian nightmare is this shit?
Right? Because rumors were getting so bad on February 29th, they pretty much like started pushing their statement they had already put out to like use that as like backup. And they said to people, we were very clear from the outset of the Princess of Wales was out until after Easter and Kensington Palace would only provide updates when something was significant. They told the outlet that the princess was doing well. I don't know if people thought they were going to do like daily updates, weekly updates, but it's like if she's recovering fine, like let her fucking recover.
I mean, that's the thing is like, I get that she's a public figure. I understand that. She's also a person. And I mean, we'll talk about like conspiracy theories of like what the surgery was. And depending on what you think, like what train of thought you like hit your wagon to, a lot of that could have a ton of emotional baggage with it.
For sure. And then bringing us to this month. So on March 4th, the paparazzi capture Princess of Wales driving around Windsor. It's from TMZ. We all know we take most of the stuff TMZ puts out the grain of salt. So they published a really grainy paparazzi group of photos of the princess and her mother driving in an Audi around Windsor Castle. The British press actually refrained from sharing the images because they were trying to respect her privacy.
Right.
Which I'm like shocked that they would make that decision. But it's like good.
I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked because at the same time, like, you know that like the crown really kind of controls shit.
True. And whoever shared it would probably get fucking fired. Let's be real. So.
Mm-hmm. And especially like if they're trying to hold that line of like, oh no, she's just resting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. My favorite part of this whole thing. So on March 10th. The princess and Prince of Wales shared a photo for Mother's Day. Now, before I like explain it for those that may not know, I was so confused because I saw their tweet first. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the picture first. I didn't even know anything about the picture. And I saw that and I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? So that tweet is actually what got me like starting to rabbit hole on this whole thing because, I, you know, like I was just like listening to you telling me what updates, but I wasn't like really looking into it yet. And then I saw that. So to mark Mother's Day in the UK, Prince William and Princess Kate posted a photo of her along with her three children on their social media accounts. Now, the palace said it was taken by William last week in Windsor, or the week before in Windsor. At first, it seems like a clear refute to all the conspiracy theories.
I'm sorry. I have to be like a clear, no, people on the internet are crazy.
Right? Literally. The Associated Press issued a kill order, an industry term for retracting the image, and their statement said, at closer inspection, it appears that the source has manipulated the image. No replacement photo will be sent. Which, keep in mind, the sources literally supposed to be Kate and William.
Right.
You can tell that it's like all kinds of things. So Princess Charlotte's left hand didn't match up with the sleeve of her sweater. Kate's zipper was misaligned. Her hands looked weird. Mm-hmm. Her knee looked weird. They were all like awkwardly blurry. And then people were saying, saying that whoever also photoshopped her face from a previous picture.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like I saw that. Like, I think I saw TikTok and they did the whole like, here's the Mother's Day photo. And then here's, I think it was like a Vogue cover or something. And then they did like the Vogue cover and it like slowly like disappeared into like the Mother's Day photo. I was like, oh, my God. But then I was like, you mean the same person can't make the same face?
Right. That's true. I know. That's like a big thing to think about because it's like, especially when you're so media trained, like it's muscle memory mm-hmm. when your face looks good in a photo, like what to do.
I bet if you took a bunch of like the same, you know how like every year they do like the guard stuff and like they're there.
Probably looks
I
the bet same.
If you took her face in every single year and lined them up is the same because she's like 100% committed to I'm Princess of Wales and I do my job right.
And she's been doing this for like so long. I don't remember when they got together, but it was like forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
The tweet I was referring to came out on March 11th. So this is like super, super fresh. It said that she tried to explain the mishap on the family's official accounts, saying, quote, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating has a very happy Mother's Day. But okay, I just want to play devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
As much as these conspiracy theories are so fun and I'm so ready to talk about them, compare it to like the Kardashians and like other celebrities who Facetune and all this other shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, who's to say? Maybe she did swap out, put her face. Maybe she's still like kind of, you know, recovering and she didn't like how she looked. Like,
right.
There is a lot of possibilities. And I'm going to be real. My gut is saying I do not foresee them pulling a Princess Diana with Kate.
I mean, this conspiracy theory is all over the board with this one.
They are all over the place because one of the biggest things, and this is kind of like, well, as shitty as it sounds like this is just a norm in this, like the royal culture is the whole affair thing.
Right.
So I'm just kind of like, I don't know, because some people are speculating like William doesn't want to be with Kate anymore and he wants to be with this other person. I know they changed the stuff about divorce. I'm a little rusty at this point. So I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, Camilla is queen consort. So yeah.
Yeah.
The whole editing thing, like you were talking about like the Kardashians, like how many times have we found that like Kylie Jenner has like slimmed her waist and made her hips look bigger and her butt look bigger and her lips poutier and her cheeks thinner. And we accept that. I mean, we call it out. We're like, oh my God.
And Chloe. Chloe's like really known for that, which is fine.
Oh yeah, totally fine. That's what, I mean, editing is a part of social media. I use filters.
Everyone does.
I don't have poreless skin. Jesus Christ, I don't have poreless skin. We're humans. And could you imagine if you're the fucking Princess of Wales, you're the goddamn wife of the soon-to-be king because her father-in-law is sick and could pass away and they've already started the whole succession paperwork shit, right? For like, if King Charles dies, when William will take over, what that will look like. And they're being precautious.
Mm-hmm.
So in the face of all of this, they're probably like, you know, people are wondering where I'm at, what I am and what I'm doing. I'm going to take a photo with my kids and post it for Mother's Day. And let's say that she looks tired. Let's say that the kids are all grown. I'm like, I was like, has anyone ever tried to take pictures with like three children? It's not easy. It's difficult. I mean, they're photo trained, but Princess Charlotte, we all know she got some like snarky, like little sass to her. So like, it could have just been like, hey, let's snap a cute photo. Maybe Kate didn't have any makeup on and it was supposed to be like a family thing. And they're like, oh, let's share it. Let's just kind of doctor this up. And if you're not a Kardashian level editor, right? You're not going to do it right. And shit's going to look weird.
And on that wavelength, I can see why because some people would be like, well, she's literally royalty. Like, why doesn't she have someone like editing her stuff? And it's like, well, maybe she didn't want anybody to see. Maybe if she didn't look her best or was still looking like she's recovering, which is fine. But it's like, we all know the royals have like this ridiculously high like expectations on how their right. image should be. So there's all, you have to think too, there's always the risk of stuff being leaked, no matter how much you think you trust the person.
Right. And it could be that Kate was like, Kate and William sat down and like they did it together and they doctored it and they thought, hey, it looks great, because they're not trained to see the inconsistencies in it. And then all of a sudden it gets out there and the fucking crazies on the internet like myself are like, oh my God, Charlotte's hand doesn't match. And it clearly looks like the sleeve has been cut down. It's like, who the fuck cares? I mean, granted, if she had been out and about, this wouldn't have been such a big deal. Like, if she'd been seen. The conspiracy theory is that, you know, Kate isn't well. And I mean, the big one is that's not Kate in the photo.
Yeah, the big one is that Kate's dead.
Oh, I know.
I don't think she's dead. I think she's just recovering still.
I mean, some of the ones that I've heard is that she just had like a regular like abdominal, like an appendix out or something like that. And I'm like, okay, that could, depending on who you are, that could take a while to recover. Also, why not use this time to be like, ooh, I could take a vacation. There is the conspiracy theory that she's had a full hysterectomy. So if you know anything about the British family, affairs are pretty fucking common. Go back and listen to our Princess Di one, because Princess Di was having an affair. Charles was having an affair.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's just like, unfortunately, seems like a normal thing for them.
Well, I think in arranged marriages like Princess Diana and Charles, and let's face it, Kate and William is an arranged marriage. They may not have been complicit in it. They may not have been like, oh, whatever, but like Kate was picked. And so with that, there might not be a deep connection. This isn't Genovia. They didn't fall in love with each other and became quite fond of one another. No, I mean, actually that kind of works. It's like, so Kate could have a boyfriend, and we know that William has had multiple partners since they've been together. Very famously, Rose Hanman, or whatever her last name is, or as we like to call her, Rose Peggy. And we'll talk about that why later. And so, I mean, there's a theory that Kate got pregnant, and that this was the crown's like overarching reach was to have her have an abortion and then have a full hysterectomy, because they have their three kids. If she has a full hysterectomy, she can't have any more kids. So she could have an external affair outside of marriage and never worry about ending up with some other man's kid.
Damn, I didn't think about it like that. I just thought, like I said, the theories I left to you, but like, I just thought it was more like, oh, she got a hysterectomy, and like, obviously that takes much longer to recover. And I also heard too, like, normally she does take time off around the holidays, after the holiday type of thing. So that could be why the procedure was planned at this time.
Right. And there is the conspiracy theory that on Christmas that Kate went to the hospital, because there was a royal escort and an ambulance and things like that. There's the one that she had some sort of like issue with like bowels, and like, you're right, she has a colostomy bag, and that could take some time to heal. So maybe she's got one for like for a few months while she heals. Like, I wouldn't want that in public.
No.
Why have to try to hide that? Because like, okay, let's say that the bag shows in a photo, right? Then people are gonna like come up with their theories, and that's more, that would be harder on me than just staying out of the limelight.
Oh yeah, for sure. My favorite one that's obviously not true is that she's with fucking Pete.
I love that meme. I think I sent you that.
Yeah, there's been more, and they just keep getting like worse Photoshop just to make it funny. And I just love it. I love it so much. Because people are like, we haven't seen Pete since this day. He's with Kate.
Good for Pete. Good for Kate. People rumor about him is true. Good for Kate.
Let me just go with that. That's my vote. That's my vote.
Yeah. And then there's the more darker theories.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to talk about Rose Peggy for a minute. Can we please talk about Rose Peggy?
Yeah.
Before we go into Kate. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you don't know who, I believe her name is Rose Hammond. Handman or Ham. I can't remember.
Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's fondly, and I don't think fondly is the correct term. Like, when I say fondly, it's very sarcastic. Known around the British society as Rose Peggy, because Prince William apparently has a pegging fetish. Which, good for him. If you like it, do it. Live your best life, sir. And the theory is that Kate is too conservative to engage in that kind of sex play. And so she has allowed him to have mistresses to peg him. And he's had several over the years, but he keeps coming back to Rose, because Rose has been like around for a while. And she's like the Camilla. In fact, if you look at young pictures of Camilla, Rose kind of looks like Camilla. I was like, ooh. I was like, they got the type. Like, I don't like it, but okay. So Rose is married to a gay man, like publicly known as he's a gay man, and they have children. And I mean, it makes sense. Like, if he's a gay man and he just wants to live in high society, why not be the husband to the mistress of the king? You get to kind of run in high society.
Yeah. And I'm sure they have like their own agreement and whatnot. So like, honestly, no judgment.
Right. Obviously.
Yeah. No judgment.
And it has been known that Kate and Rose were friendly and everything like that. But people have speculated that Rose and her husband's children are actually the children of her and William.
Ooh.
Which would mean that if William ever claimed them, their line of succession would be ahead of Kate and William's kids.
Ooh. Because they're older, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
There is a theory that Rose is currently pregnant and that the reason Kate actually didn't have any kind of surgery at all, but on Christmas found out that Rose was pregnant and that she was claiming that it was William's baby and that she's keeping it and publicly going to acknowledge that it's William's baby.
That's how you end up assassinated, because that's going to be a problem for the royals if that's true.
Right. So then this is happening on Christmas. She finds this out. Kate has a fucking mental breakdown.
Understandably so.
Right. If you take the first part of that conspiracy that like Rose's other kids are William's children, this would throw that into light. Are they his children? Which could mean that, I mean, William could come out and say, no, they're not my kids. Or he can even acknowledge that they're his bastards and be like, but I'm not claiming them, which would then tarnish Kate, because then it would be like, this other woman has had children with my husband, like, fucking wear a condom, William. They're very cheap. You have lots of money. And so there is the theory that that Rose and William are actually in love, but she was not picked to be queen.
Mm. So literally she's a Camilla. She's Camilla.
Yes. This is why, in my opinion, Prince William is the bigger villain in all of this, because he saw what it did to his mom. And yet he's continuing the cycle. Now, granted, we know that Princess Diana and Charles did not have an agreement and an understanding. She was very upset about it. If Kate and William have an understanding, like Kate can have extramarital affairs, so can William, then that's fine. Meghan Markle has talked about the fact that like when she found out that William was having an affair, that she went to Kate and Kate was like, we just have an understanding. So there's kind of been substantiated that this is a thing. And who cares? Who the fuck cares? If you have an open consenting relationship, fuck off other people. That's their life.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, they are one of the biggest public figures in the world. So it kind of makes it hard to like pull off. There's also the theory, going back to Kate, like hysterectomy thing. Kate supposedly had a boyfriend. I haven't looked up his name. I apologize, listeners. I can look it up in a second. That Kate had a boyfriend and he is now dead. And that there's a theory, the reason why we can't see Kate now, going to what you said earlier, is that Kate and her boyfriend were killed because Kate was pregnant, which is like the whole like Diana thing. And they're just like not sharing this with the world.
Yeah, but I feel like them going this route and trying to cover it up for so long would be so much more detrimental than making up some story if they had something to do with it. You know what I mean?
One of the things I thought was going to happen, kind of, is that if you were looking at it in a perfect world from a PR standpoint, you put out a press release that Kate Middleton has had a surgery and that she's recovering at home and she won't be out until Easter. Then you go along a little bit further and then suddenly Kate has had a complication and has passed away.
Mm, that would make sense, actually. Yeah.
So you hide what happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
There's also theories that Kate has been, like, the reason Kate hasn't been out is she's actually institutionalized right now, that she did have a nervous breakdown and that she is in an institution and that there are people who are in the healthcare. And mind you, if this was if this happened in America, we'd have HIPAA laws to protect this. But there are people who are in the healthcare industry who are like, no, she's in this facility. Like, I've seen her, blah, blah, blah. I think those people are just trying to cash in on like a quick like payout from a tabloid. But that's one of the theories out there, is that she's just been like, she's taking a grippy sock vacation. Obviously, she can't come out, which would make sense why the photo would have to be edited. Because if the person in that seat isn't her and they were just trying to make it look like her, that would make sense. Obviously, you should probably have hired a better editor for your photos. I mean, we have to wait till the end of March to know. But I mean, kind of at this point, like, I don't know, but if I was the palace, I would be pushing for her to go out sooner. Make some sort of public appearance to mm-hmm. be like, look, we didn't fucking murder you. Which is the only reason I'm kind of like, did they murder her? Because like,
I hope not.
At this point, you would think she would be like, I'm going to step outside. I mean, granted, we have those grainy photos, but like people have said that could be anyone.
Yeah, they've said that could be anybody. That could be like old pictures also photoshopped better. Like
mm-hmm.
so many options.
I mean, people have talked about that it could have been like her sister with like who dyed her hair. And I mean, that's kind of the thing with it. I mean, Kate kind of came for Rose in the last kind of year. Basically, she was wearing something that was really kind of like didn't cover her all the way. And Kate basically publicly commented that it was like scandalous and inappropriate, which, you know, and basically in high society was like, you a fucking slut. Mm-hmm. But it would make sense, like, because the one rule that a lot of these kind of couples have is you can have affairs, but you can have no emotion to them.
Yeah.
And kind of seems like William can't shake Rose.
He caught feels, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I get it. Maybe she's the only one who will pick him. And he's like, I gotta keep her because this is the only one that does it right. You know, like,
maybe.
I don't know. But like, at the same time, like, the world is awaiting. Like, we watched literally the palace and the paparazzi killed Diana, right? And so what's the ramification gonna be?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, yes, these conspiracy theories are so wild, but at the same time, there's a possibility that some of these could have some truth to them. We don't know.
When Harry ran with Meghan, he was like, I left because they were going to kill my wife. Like, that's where this was headed. And if Kate was upset about the whole affair thing and started making waves, the palace, I mean, for fucking centuries, the English court has just disappeared women. I mean, think about it. Like, there's a whole musical called Six because of one king and his, man, I just can kill women and move on, or divorce them and cast them aside and move on. It's kind of their thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is going to go ahead and wrap us up for today. We hope you guys enjoyed. If you're following this saga, as I'm calling it, you guys let us know what your thoughts are on this whole thing, where you think Kate is, or if you think there's truth to any of these conspiracy theories. We would love to know. And with that, we'll go ahead and sign off, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Toodles.